talking about the eggs, if you cook them.
Oh, boiled eggs.
Okay. What if you crack them and let them fall out of the shells into hot water?
Oh, you'd be poaching them.
Okay. And you say, this morning I what breakfast at 7 o'clock?
I ate breakfast at 7.
And yesterday at that time I had already
eaten.
And tomorrow I will
eat again.
And if you were real thirsty, you might go to the sink and pour yourself a
glass of water.
And you say the glass fell off the sink and
broke.
And so you say somebody has
broken.
And you say, but I didn't mean to
break it.
And if you were real thirsty, you might say, what, a lot of water?
I drank a lot of water.
And you might ask me, how much have you?
How much did you drink?
Or how much have you?
Drank.
And say if dinner was on the table and the family was standing around the table waiting to begin, what would you say to them? They're standing up.
Have a seat.
Okay. Someone comes into the dining room, you ask them, won't you?
What? Sit down. Hmm? Sit down.
Okay. And you say, so then he
sat down.
And you say, no one else was standing because they had all
sitting.
And if you want someone not to wait until the potatoes are passed over to them, you tell them, just go ahead and
begin.
Or
eat.
Or offering them the potatoes, you'd say, just go ahead and
have some.
Okay. Or go ahead and what, yourself?
Helped yourself.
Okay. So you'd say, so then he went ahead and
helped himself.
And I asked him to pass them over to me since he had already
helped himself.
And if someone offers you some food that you don't want, you'd say, no thank you, I don't.
That's what I would say. No thank you, I don't want any.
Okay. And the food's been cooked and served a second time, you'd say that it's been
left over.
Or it's been what? They've done what to it?
They've served it before, or they warmed it over.
Okay. And you say you put food in your mouth and then you begin to
chew it.
And you say he couldn't eat that piece of meat because it got stuck in his throat and he couldn't
swallow it.
And this is something that's made from a starch. It's made from a grain. They grow it down in Louisiana. It's white. It's a starch made from the inside of a grain.
Oh, you mean rice?
Okay. Do they grow that around here?
Yeah. We grow a lot of rice down further up in the Delta.
What about something that's made from corn? It's ground up corn.
It would be flour, cornmeal.
Mm-hmm. Well, something you eat for breakfast.
Yeah, we make the cornmeal mush. I know what you're trying to get at, but I can't think of the name of it.
Well, it's, I'm saying grits, or...
Yeah, you make grits out of corn.
Uh-huh. Grits are ground up pretty fine, or...
Yeah, grits are...
What about something you can make by soaking corn in lye water?
That's hominy.
Okay. And what would you call carrots and peas and beets and so forth?
Vegetable. Hmm? Vegetable.
Okay. And place where you grow vegetables.
Be the garden.
And if something was cooking and made a good impression on your nostrils, you'd tell someone, just